Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good
health
care, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in the
hail, from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs, just to see what it's like.
Gentlemen, this is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to fire up. Yeah.
As I puff her pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing like a shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her pass and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood. And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
My niggas just stop by, listen with a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise.
So
we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by, slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, pass it to me if it's show, come on. This 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
Yeah, with nobody else.
make you black out, pass out on the floor, and make all your friends count. You weak bitch, please, I don't want you on your knees. Get the hell out the club, I don't want you next to me. You see your double vision, baby, which one am I? You so goddamn high, put my seat in your eye. And I wanna get high,
roll up and
spray. And I wanna get high,
roll up and
spray. And I wanna get high,
when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high,
roll.
I had a blow when you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshakes. Ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing, then beat it. Can't you see, I'm on another level. I got so much skin, you think I was a devil. Blowing and blowing like up the magic dragon. When me and Bruce are in the house, the club gets cracked. It's so much smoke, you would think it was a fire. This is straight rope like it says on the flyer. So get your blood. And add that light of smoke until you get higher.
And I wanna get high,
roll up and
spray. And I wanna get high,
roll up and spray.
And I wanna get high,
when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high,
roll up and spray.
And I wanna get high,
roll up
and
spray.
And I wanna get high,
smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Put the trees in the blunt, yo, I'm tryna get high. Gonna home in the grass, so wait, that's right. Push for some medicals, flavor. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatty. My swag, so shabby. I troll like the smell of granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck for fast, what you know about that? I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay going plus, I stay lit.
And I wanna get high,
roll up and spray.
And I wanna get high,
roll up and spray.
And I wanna get high,
when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high,
roll up and spray.
And I wanna get high,
roll up
and
spray.
And I wanna get high,
smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off 6 months and it's all from one session. I'm so into time, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm reppin'. See his hand straight low, I thought I should mention. A female me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark perp and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicates, and I got the trouble. Fire chronic grace, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Me feeling real good. She makes me feel right and makes me eat a lot of food. Put put me on the mood. Mary Jane makes me happy. I smoke a lot of weed, that's why my hair's a little nappy. It's not a date without beloved Mary Jane. If there's no marijuana, I'll probably go insane. She eases all the pain, massage is my brain. Take away the negative stuff and flush it down the drain. I love every single moment that I spend with you. Every time I take a hit, just like dreams do come true. I spend a little something to get a hold of you. Cost me a couple of dollars just for me to smoke you. The love I got for you is realer than romantic. Cause every time I see you, I can smell you through your plastic. Snoop Dogg, Carmelo, Anthony, Bill Clinton, George Bush, all the way to John F. Kennedy, Monte Williams, all the way to Brad Pitt, even William Shakespeare, that man used to always get lit, Michael Bloomberg, all the way to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, comedian Jack Black, got the herb by the jar. There's a lot of people in this world who smoke marijuana, from my cousins to my uncles to my father and my mother. Yeah, my people used to smoke, but now they all quit. They stopped smoking weed way before they got legit. I used to slang that marijuana, make money off marijuana. I got caught by police, went to jail for marijuana. Every time I smoke it, I feel so free. I smoke so much weed that my lungs hate me. Don't ever leave me, Jane, I need you in my life. You everything I got, I'ma treat you like my wife.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
You and the goddamn cell phone woman.
Happy Weed Day.
Tell your goddamn daughter to take that phone back. Kick it on the ground.
It's better than actually the one I had before because, well, I got two bars now, but I get the internet on this phone where I didn't have before on the other.
Oh. Well, what happened? Welcome to the show, people. We are live. Another Wednesday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And got something new we're going to try to do today. We're going to tell you about some herbal alternatives.
Have you ever had an elixir yet?
The elixir?
Elixir? No. You smoke marijuana and alcohol, large amounts of it, of weed in alcohol.
What? Well, okay, you talking about just making the extracting the THC out of it?
Well, no, well, it's a process that you do with alcohol. And it turns into an elixir. You put honey and I'll get the recipe quick.
No, well, there's a way to make, what the hell is it? Come on, girls, did it. You know what I'm saying? They take the herb, take the alcohol, put the weed inside the alcohol, let it soak, and then take the top off of the alcohol and then let it breathe. You know what I'm saying? And once the alcohol evaporates, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be left with all the weed. Take the weed out and then you're just going to be left with like the pure THC juice or whatever. I'm thinking that's the same thing.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
The elixir. But the butter, I've heard about that. Let me see.
Yeah, the butter's good on everything.
Let's see. Marijuana.
I make caramel, too, you know, candy.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know about that. I seen, I forgot what the hell it was I was watching, but then they were showing, you know, California, you know, how they give kids food, give the marijuana to the kids. In school, well, you know, they got ADHD problems and shit.
Yeah, I made that on my wall.
Huh?
Yeah, I had a link. I have a link somewhere on Facebook about that.
Let's see.
Marijuana to kids with ADHD. Doctor's health.
Oh, you talking about the Stoner's Cookbook?
No, there's a doctor in California that prescribes marijuana for children who have ADD.
Right.
But not to smoke it, but she tells you about other ways.
Marijuana meals. Food so good you need a license to eat them. Damn.
Right.
Let's go in on it and see what it's all about. This is from marijuana.com. Right. That wasn't blatant enough, you know? And what we got here? Orange Crush Legal Bud. Marijuana. Here we go. Food so good you need a license to eat them. When people speak of marijuana used as an ingredient for food, one would automatically think about stuff being baked into brownies, but that is not necessarily always the case. There are apparently other ways to enjoy marijuana in dishes, provided, of course, that you have a license to have them. We found an interesting feature regarding gourmet chefs putting a new twist into how marijuana is taken in by those who are allowed to legally use them. The most common way of using marijuana is to smoke it, but there are people who use marijuana to treat various ailments who would rather have it some other way. A medical marijuana shop in Denver, Colorado, called Ganja Gourmet, provides alternatives to those who need their regular dose of marijuana. The shop serves marijuana-infused dishes, and their menu includes pizza, hummus,
In Lasagna, another establishment in the Mile High City, a Caribbean restaurant, reportedly intends to offer cooking classes that will teach the incorporation of marijuana in a full course meal. The host of a low-budget TV show in Southern California, former hotel chef Michael DeLeo, shares how he gained a ton of weight after starting to use marijuana as he found himself eating a brownie every day. His show, Cannabis Planet, has a cooking segment that teaches viewers how to use weed in such dishes as teriyaki chicken, and the segment has reportedly gained quite a following. Having these special meals, however, does not come cheap. Neither are they available to anyone who is willing and able to pay for them. At the Ganja Gourmet, whole pizza will set you back $89, and you will only be allowed to purchase it if you are able to present a medical marijuana card signifying that you have permission to use marijuana as therapy for a medical condition. Employees in Ganja Gourmet wear tie-dye shirts that say, "Our food is so great, you need a license to eat it."
Wow. $90 and then you got to tip them too for the pizza?
A little quote. Be more concerned with your character than with your reputation. Your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are.
Well, yeah, they have 1,001 cannabis recipes on that site there, marijuana.com.
Yeah, all right. Well, that doesn't tell you anything about some. I'm looking for, like, you know. Ooh, okay. Well, let's go to cooking.
1,001 cannabis recipes. I'm trying to link it to you, but I can't get in the chat room again.
Oh, that's you just sitting there frozen?
Yeah, I was down there. I'm frozen. Trying to get back in.
The recipe thread, non-cannabis recipes, common recipe failures, marijuana.com recipes, firecracker, what I did wrong, cooking with legal bud, weed milk questions, popping a resin ball, help weed cupcakes, safe to drink monster while.
There you go. There's 1,001 ways to cannabis recipes in the chat room.
Let's see. Looking for some alternatives, people, to just sitting up there doing the old same old, you know what I'm saying? Like we doing this and it's fucking smoking. You know, what's the fun in that? You know what I'm saying? It don't last long. If I give me a buzz that lasts fucking 18 hours, shit, yeah, I eat it.
There it is. There's the tincture elixir I was talking about. It's the second item in the 1,001 cannabis recipe. Make it with...
I'm thinking with alcohol, because there's two different alcohols, too. The rubbing alcohol and the... Yeah, the can of butter. Cannabis tincture.
Sure, yeah. I add honey to it.
God damn. I mean, an ounce of fucking weed? Man, shit. You're going to spend $100 on the weed.
You got to sip it, man. It's like a syrup.
Then a pint of fucking 190 proof goddamn alcohol. That's Everclear or moonshine. That ain't no regular alcohol. There ain't no... You ain't even finna find no rubbing alcohol like that. You need an ounce for every pint of ethanol. Some good spirits to use would be Everclear, 151 rum, or White Lightning due to the high proof. You want an alcohol with the 95% ethanol or 190 proof alcohol to obtain the best result. The night before you make this, leave your bud in the freezer, completely drying it out. It's also a good idea to put the ethanol in the freezer as well. Once your bud has been in the freezer, grind it up almost a powder and mix together with ethanol in a glass quart mixing jar. Close the jar and shake for 5 minutes, then return to the freezer. Continue to agitate the mixture every few hours with refreezing. Continue this process anywhere from 3 days. That's too long.
Yeah,
3 days
is
9 weeks. Yeah, however patient you are, really, remember the longer the better. When you are done with that process, pour the liquid through cheesecloth. You can save the ball of cheesecloth for topical use or run it through a coffee filter. Make sure to squeeze any remaining liquid out, and you might want to wear gloves during this process, as the solution may be pretty strong. Cover your final product is dependent on what percent ethanol you use. If you use 95%, your tincture should be pale green to golden. If you use rum, it should be amber and dark green. That means excess plant material is present. This does not affect the potency, though. It just means it won't taste very good. It's a good idea to add some flavor extracts like vanilla or raspberry to change the taste of your tincture.
Yeah, I put honey in it. It's better.
I mean, what the fuck is a tincture, though? I mean, what is it? What?
What is it?
Well, yeah, what is it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it turns into a thick syrup. No, I'm reading the wrong one. Okay, you said cannabis elixir. Yeah, see, it's two different ones. The cannabis tincture, and then you got cannabis elixir. You need the cannabis tincture in order to make the cannabis elixir. All righty then. I'll buy that for $1. And Heavenly Angel with her 2013 phone. Right. Hey. Like adding certain influenza. Ooh, you can't even think shit. Elderberry and cassis quality. Wow. Cannabis elixir, cannabis tincture, honey, and 4 to 6 vitamin E capsules. This sounds healthy. Place the tincture in a double boiler over an electrical heat source. Reduce the solution by half. Once reduced, add half the remaining volume of tincture in honey along with the vitamin E capsules. If you have 2 quarts of tincture after reduction, you would add 1 quart of honey. Continue to reduce the volume with constant stirring until you have nearly boiled it down to the original volume of syrup you began with. Let cool and store in a light-proof glass in the refrigerator. The dosage should be between a teaspoon and a couple of teaspoons. And you can customize your elixirs by adding different herbs, like adding syrup of elderberry, makes an effective treatment for influenza, or adding kava can provide greater pain control and sedation. With a little study in herbal medicine, you can customize your blends for any ailment. For the flu, use cannabis tincture with elderberry and cat's claw. All natural, people. All the natural. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Now that's what I'm talking about, the cannabis elixir. Now I mix those two together. The tincture.
Timmy!
And
hold on. Two, three, four, welcome to the show. You live Wednesday. Wednesday presents Healthy Herbal Alternatives. What's happening?
Okay, so like the other day, I was getting high, right? And I had a thought. Like, maybe the color red I see isn't the same color red that you see. Like, maybe a CD case to me might be like a cactus to you. Or like a printer cartridge to me could be like a cactus to you. Or like a pillowcase to me might be like a cactus to you. Or a digital camera to me might be like a cactus to you.
What the fuck,
or like
does a cactus
a bowl of
have to do with
to
this
me.
Hey,
a cactus
what
to
the
you.
Fuck?
Sounds soft on us, like some
schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
What the
it.
Fuck
the
does a cactus have to do with what
like
the fuck you were seeing? You colorblind or something? What the fuck does the cactus have? All you see is cactus? What the fuck is the cactus?
No, I'm saying like the same color green that I see, it might be like the way I see green, like you might see red. So like
well,
that
yeah,
sign to
might
me
be colorblind.
Might be like a cactus to you.
It's colorblind.
Yeah, that's called being colorblind.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Colorblind is like when you can't see certain color pigments, so you say instead. I'm saying like the way my brain interprets the color red might not be the same way that you see it.
Oh, well, that, yeah. Like I can walk outside and the sky might look a little off greenish to me, but then you say it's blue.
Yeah, like that.
Right. Yeah, well, that's all in people's, yeah, in everybody's perception. We all perceive things in life differently, you know what I'm saying, and how we look at it, and depending on what the hell we smoking on.
Exactly.
You might be smoking on some better weed than what the fuck I'm smoking on.
Because, like, a candle to me might be like a cactus to you, or, like, a bowl of cereal to me might be like a cactus to you,
yeah,
or, like,
that's
a pillow
way,
to me
that's
might
way
be like a cactus to you.
Yeah, it's too far left and right, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're talking that far left or that far right, then the person is colorblind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all share the same perceptions in life. We see them slightly
what
different.
Caller, where are you from? What's your name?
I'm from Northeastern Ohio, and my name is Jeff.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady down there in Ohio. But she ain't in North Ohio. Columbus, shout out to Columbus. So what's going on today, man? You got some herbal alternatives and stuff. Do you cook with weed?
Huh? No. I was just trying to prank call you, and it didn't go as well as I thought it would.
Oh no, not on this show. Not on this show. This the wrong show.
Yeah.
I love prank calls, but yeah. I'm already wide the fuck open, you know what I'm saying? I was going to hit you with you.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Oh, man. You got to love prank callers, people. You got to love them. People, listen. If you call into a prank call, you got to fucking ride that shit out. But you got to be able to deal with the person that you prank calling, i.e. me. So I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break your ass down. So you better go on and get all the way through it. You know what I'm saying? But shit, that right there just sounded too intellectual.
You have the best come at you, you know, Howard Stern.
You know? But yeah, you already know. So, you know.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Oh, man, 347-237-5125, man, we're all the way live up in this B.I.E.I. itch. This is Weezday Wednesday, man, presents healthy herbal alternatives. We talk about, you know, cannabis, butter, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you want to call in and talk about something like that, please call in, you know? If you want to call in and talk about pillows looking like cactuses and shit, call Verbal Ink Show.
Why not?
Call Goofy Bowl Show. Call 646-595-4136 at about 12 o'clock tonight. Call that number. That's Eastern Standard Time, that is. Oh, man.
Yeah, back to the elixir. You know,
yeah.
It's good for anything. And I took it on a trip with me when I went to Europe.
Well, now, what are the laws in you traveling with weed and shit?
Well,
I mean, do they consider that, you know what I'm saying, you know, transporting marijuana, or are you legally with your card able to carry that?
Well, no, you can't, but, you know, it was just in a bottle in my suitcase. That's all I can say.
What is this shirt? Oh no, that's for my Clippers. That's my Clipper cleaner. That's what I clean my Clippers with. Yeah. Right.
In a brown. You have to keep it in a brown, dark bottle, blue, dark blue or brown bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that you're trying to affirm
it wasn't
that you
a
want.
A large amount. It was, you know, just enough. You only need a little
swig
of it.
Damn. Do you like that?
Yeah,
you know. Hmm.
It was about the size of the palm of
my hand,
you know,
of
like a, it was a bottle, you know.
I'd be interested in making this. Cantamelon. Oh, yeah. One large watermelon, 1/2 ounce of cannabis, and 1/2 liter of vodka. Congratulations. I'm tired of you motherfuckers doing that shit.
Get LBT on their advertisements.
Make fucking spamatizements. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Getting it at every angle.
Right. Grind the cannabis to a fine powder. Put the cannabis in a bottle of vodka. Cover the top of the bottle with cheesecloth and a rubber band. Cut a hole in the watermelon so you can insert the top of the bottle. And put the bottle in the hole and let it sit in the refrigerator overnight. This one is great for picnic. With the cheesecloth and the rubber band. So, I mean, what is it that is going to eventually seep out into the watermelon?
That's what it sounds like.
Hmm. All right. I could probably do that one. What about pineapple? Ain't got nothing with pineapple. Pot hot chocolate. Coma cookies. Garlic herb mashers. Ganja goo balls. Toke house cookies. Wake and break breakfast sandwiches. No, that's not for me.
What about ganja goo balls?
Leary biscuit. No, popcorn. I could do the popcorn. Yeah, do the popcorn. Try that out and check the popcorn out. Popcorn takes 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1/2 cup of popping corn, and 8 ounces of cannabis. That's what I'm talking about. See, it don't take a lot of weed, you know? Shit. All that ounce and 1/2 ounce shit. God damn. Put the oil in a tall pot. Like the ones used for bowling spaghetti, and combined with finely chopped cannabis. Stir over medium-low heat until the oil turns green in color. Put 1 or 2 kernels in the oil, and when they begin to pop, add the rest of the popcorn. Cover the pot and shake during popping until the popping noise dies down. Remove the pot from the heat, and the corn will finish popping. Remove lid and add butter and salt. You can always use microwave popcorn, but you'll have to use can of butter as a topping and top your finished popcorn with can of butter to give it an extra punch.
Yeah. One way is to use cannabis in your recipe.
Damn.
Come up with another one.
People, this is marijuana.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go on and visit that. And if you don't know how to spell marijuana, then you need to stop fucking smoking weed. Fuck out of smoker is you. Shit. Fucking magic tea. I can definitely do the magic tea. 1 cup of light cream and 1 gram of cannabis. Damn right. Do that every day. Shit. I might even start drinking coffee now. Shit. Oh, tea.
What
about
marijuana meatloaf? You can do a meatloaf, can't you?
Yo, yeah, that might be good.
You can make Mom that special meatloaf tonight.
Yeah, right. You got to make sure people, my mother's a diabetic, so I don't just be experimenting with all kind of shit with her. Yeah. Her levels are too crazy, you know what I'm saying? She got to monitor herself and stuff. I'm all right. Can of coffee milkshake. That sounds good. Twig tea, triple chocolate, s'mores pie. Yeah. Ganja goodness. Okay. Yeah, you're going all past me and shit. God damn, girl, slow down. There you go. Special adult brownies. Oh, yeah.
The adult brownies.
2 to 3 ounces of dried cannabis leaf or 1 ounce of bud. What is it? What the hell is the difference between the leaf and the bud?
Well, the bud has all the THC in it.
What the leaf?
You know that leaf?
Oh, just got a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Grease, well, you can use cannabis butter. Everything with all these recipes, you use cannabis butter instead of butter. So you actually got to make the cannabis butter first in order to start cooking with everything else.
Well, now, that's the best medicine for you.
Banana bud bread.
And put that butter on it.
I mean, banana bud bread. Damn.
With some butter.
Can of baklava. You ever had a baklava?
No, I have not. Have you?
Yeah. That's shit all over there in Germany. That's what they favorite little dish. It's a pastry. It's semi-sweet. Germans don't use a lot of sugar in their shit. So when you eat chocolate, that shit ain't no Snickers bar chocolate. It's like chocolate with sweetener or some shit they use. They don't use sugar like we use over here. So all these sweets ain't sweet. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is just semi-sweet. You know, I went and bought some fucking chocolate and I'm like, what the hell? Like, shit, that was crazy. Nasty as hell. But if all else fails, call your preacher. What? Okay. What the fuck your preacher got to do with making baklava?
Puff pastor. Get your puff pastor. I got a cake called cat litter cake. Come on, man.
Yeah. Don't want to fuck with that one.
Oh,
my God. Jalapeno ganja muffins. Wake and no bake cookies.
Wake, you should be asleep with all that.
Wake and no bake. The chewy, the puffy, the thin, cat litter. Yeah, there you go. Cat litter cake. Wow.
I actually want you to put it in a lined cat litter brand new box.
Man, what? No fucking way. And one big pooper scooper. Man, y'all is tripping, man. This is the ingredients, people. One box of spice cake mix or German chocolate. One box of white cake mix. One package. What if it's chocolate? It's going to fuck up all the damn mix or something? Huh? Why it's got to be white cake mix? You know? I was playing, people. One package of white sandwich cookies. Why it got to be white sandwich cookies? I can't be chocolate sandwich cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Sure can. Cool. Why not?
One large package of vanilla instant pudding. Why can't be chocolate instant pudding? You see what I'm saying, people? This is the racial divide that we have going on in this country. All the way down to the cooking recipes. And then look what they say. What we're supposed to put on top. 12 small Tootsie Rolls. What color Tootsie Roll? Black. Bullshit, people.
They're brown.
And then to disguise it all, you got to get some green food coloring.
There you go.
Fucking
make
American
it a Martian.
Way.
That becomes Martian, man.
One new cat litter box, one new cat litter box liner, and one new pooper scooper.
Yeah. Brand new now, people.
Wow.
Don't grab
Tootsie turds. They call them Tootsie turds. Yeah.
Mm.
Prepare cake mixes and pudding Using the instructions on the box, crumble sandwich cookies in food processor or blender. Add a couple of drops of green food coloring to every 1 cup of cookie crumbs. Once cakes are finished and cool, crumble into large bowl. Toss half of cookie crumbs and enough pudding mixture so it has a moist but not soggy consistency. Place liner in little box and pour in mixture. Unwrap 3 Tootsie Rolls and heat in microwave until soft. Shape the Tootsie Rolls into Tootsie Turds. Repeat with 3 more rolls. Bury them in the cake mixture. Sprinkle remaining white cookie crumbs over the mixture. Then scatter green crumbs lightly over top. You eat 5 more Tootsie Rolls as before. Scrape them on top of the cake and sprinkle with crumbs from the little box. You heat the remaining Tootsie Roll and hang it over the edge of the box. You place the box on a sheet of newspaper and serve with scooper. Yeah.
With a new scooper, that is.
Yeah. Just a little side note. Thanks to Sutas for this one. Perfect for Halloween, unless you really want to freak people out the rest of the year. For real. You should probably buy a cat or find one off of the streets to really get people wondering. Even better, if you have a small child, have it crawl near the box and eat the Tootsie Turd from the edge. The children. Oh, man, that is funny, man. That is funny.
Oh, wow.
Man. Yeah, that. You're
at the next party, are you?
That would definitely take some fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
The imagination, that's
something. Yeah. What the fuck? That wasn't 1,001? What the hell the rest of them?
Oh. Where's the rest of
them? Oh, sorry, people. You got more than 4 pages to leave that.
Where?
No, where the rest of them?
I don't see it.
That's some boosh.
More like 21.
Yeah, that's some
boosh. Oh, wait. There you go. Number 2.
Nah, that's just more quotes. That's more people just saying, you know, talking about the.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, what do the people
think? Huh? Yeah, and everything goes back to marijuana.com. All this shit goes back to marijuana.com. Recipes on page 4. Cooking with cannabis. Recipes for edible medications.
What happened?
Oh, every time right before that happens, she do the old and then she falls out. All right, so still talking about cannabis, people. You know what I'm saying? It's all about weed on Weedsday Wednesday. And if you ever want to ever call in and discuss anything on this day, please call in with some of your favorite little recipes or, you know, anything you might have put together, you know what I'm saying? Experimented with. Let's see. I don't see no more. Cooking. Non-cannabis Say, weed milk questions. Okay, I wanted to make a bit of weed milk to put in some Jiffy cornbread. It calls for a third cup milk. Just had a couple of questions. Well, hold on, because there ain't no answers. Oh, okay. We got some answers down at the bottom. I know I have to use whole milk for the fat content, but is it cool to use heavy whipping cream? I figured if it's the fat that the THC needs to be absorbed into, then I could use heavy cream. I made a little cup earlier using a gram of weed for a test run, and I heard that the milk should turn green in color. How green does it need to be? Because by the time my milk was done, it was only slightly green, not obviously green. I heated the milk in a ceramic mug sitting in a pot of water on the stove for about a half an hour. And any help would be great. Let me know if you know of a better weed milk recipe or if I did anything wrong. This comes from, that question was posed by Emile, okay. And the response to that is from a Duckman56. This was back in 2008. Who says, I did a lot of recipe work on this. Basically, I made my milk to be used for coffee in the morning before school. I have a tiny, oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. Must be 1 quart slow cooker. First, I grounded up a quart of NE, where between mids to brick, what the fuck is that? With brick, you need to add another quarter, another eighth to a quarter, depending on quality. After the weed was ground, or well, I guess you could measure out the milk, I use whole milk or as fatty as possible. I don't know much about sugary, but I looked at creamer, but whole milk seems to have more fat than creamer. Here in wherever he's at. Oh, okay. These NE and ME, these are all abbreviations that he's referring to. I guess that's North England or wherever the fuck he's at. And Willkommen Bako. Willkommen Bako. Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Alright, well, that's too much fucking information to be about fucking reading just to make some goddamn milk. Damn.
Well, I wonder if we can call one of the dispensaries in California and ask them about what they have to offer there.
Well, let's call them.
Huh?
What's you call it?
There's one on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood called Eden Therapy, and they're a dispensary for them. They have a number here.
Gaius's gift, cooking with cannabis, has become a huge passion of mine. As more and more members are seeking an alternative to the traditional smoking methods, I've decided to link a few recipes that I enjoy and experiment with on a regular basis. Please feel free to submit your favorite links. They got the Stoner's Cookbook, CannabisRecipe.com, Cannabis.com, and Marijuana.com. Where are they at? Orangeville? All right. 1 second.
So there's really not 1,001 recipes on marijuana.com. More like 21 recipes.
Okay. Actually, are you able to answer a few questions? It seems like you're kind of busy.
Well, I'm a little curious why you're calling me from Florida about our medication menu.
Actually, I'm a radio show host, and I'm doing a show. I do a show. I have an online radio show, and I do a show every Wednesday called Weezday Wednesday. And I'm actually doing a show today that's talking about herbal alternatives, healthy herbal alternatives, as far as, and I'm on marijuana.com looking at a couple of different recipes. And your, and it had your actual advertisement is off to the side. So I just clicked on it, and it, you know what I'm saying, it brought me to your page.
And what website was that? Do you have
marijuana.com?
Huh. Yeah, marijuana.com.
Yeah.
I have a co-host, Heavenly Angel, and I'm in Washington State, and I'm a medical marijuana patient myself.
And we so we had a couple of questions, just I guess in reference to we're trying to offer our listeners just healthy alternatives, you know, different ways, I guess, to cook with, you know what I'm saying, with marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana, put it that way, to the legal term of it, medical marijuana. And then I guess
Excuse me, sir. Before you go any further, can I ask you a question? Because I keep hearing somebody else in the background feeding through on this conversation.
Yes.
And you said you're a radio host, so this is not on the air, is it?
Yes.
Well, I really would really appreciate it if you would have asked me my permission to discuss anything at all like that with me over the phone and on the air. That's just invasion of my privacy and of my members' privacy.
Right.
And
well, that's what I mentioned. That's what I mentioned
well,
when I first called.
Well, this is what I mentioned to you right now, young man, is the fact that this business is a medical business, and we provide medication to people who terribly need it in the worst way, and I don't discuss things about our membership or anything else at all with anybody or the effects of it unless they are members here.
Okay,
so I would like to thank you for calling.
Listen, what
have a wonderful
on.
Day.
Mike,
we do appreciate you
sir,
all promoting
sir,
medical marijuana.
Sir.
Thank you.
Fuck him. He'd be all right. Man, I'm trying to explain to you. You know what I'm saying? If you would have listened. I have somebody on the phone that, you know what I'm saying, is a patient that could use your fucking benefit directly.
It's not just me, it's others too, but I understand where I'm coming from because they're always under attack.
Oh, okay.
Feds. Even though they're legal, they still have federal laws to worry about.
Okay, so how the hell are we supposed to contact these people then? What the fuck do you say when you call one of these people?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, can you interview them on the radio on recipes for medical marijuana? To help patients. I don't know. I guess they're too afraid.
Oh. Wow.
Just hiding it, you know?
Yeah, like...
Like she's worried.
Well, that was a dude. That was a fucking...
But they may get closed down. I don't know.
Huh.
Now, what state is that in?
Why? How the fuck? You got a website that's... you know what I'm saying? This tells you what we do. This is what we do.
What state was that in?
California. Orangeville.
I don't know. Maybe they're having hard times. I don't know.
Wow, and like I didn't say it. I did say I'm a radio show host. When I first called, I said I'm a radio show host, and I explained everything. What I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not like I set you up.
If I
said
might happen with every each one of them might react that way. Who knows? Try another one.
California has over 1,751 dispensaries. Damn.
How many?
1,751. Four
wow.
of them deliver.
Yeah, they do.
Washington has 2. Oregon has 6. Nevada has 16. Montana has 7. Michigan has 42. Maine has 6. Hawaii has 1. And Colorado has 353. And that's it. Nobody else has any.
There's only 2 here. That's it.
And California has 173 marijuana doctors. Colorado has 21. Hawaii has 3. Maine has, well, yeah, of course, if you know, it should be the same list. With the addition of New Mexico, who has 1. And Washington, y'all got 4.
I'm trying
but y'all don't have any marijuana lawyers.
Get to one.
Isn't that fucking crazy, though? You don't have any lawyers, though. California has 69 marijuana lawyers. Ain't nobody else got any.
Still get harassed down there. Patients still get harassed down there, even though it's legal. So that's why they're probably feeling threatened by you calling, and they're suspicious. They're wondering, is this really a radio host? What are they trying to pull here?
Oh.
Someone trying to close us down. That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. Well,
there's rallies to try to stop harassment for medical marijuana patients. Because they're getting arrested and their homes invaded when they shouldn't be. It's illegal. They have to get lawyers and fight it, and it's crazy.
Well, is Garden Grove's classiest dispensary? I know y'all ain't going to answer no questions.
Oh, and then it's hard to get the doctor to come into the courts, ones that prescribed it for you. A lot of doctors don't even want to prescribe it here. It's almost like underground prescription, you know, getting prescriptions underground, the underground way.
Yeah, they ain't even open yet, though.
So much taboo attached to it, you know?
Yeah, they grand opener is on the 21st.
Lung Association, and we called them up. They'd be glad to help us. Not with marijuana, but ways to help, you know, fight that. But when it...
They call them a patient associations. Riverside Compassionate Patients Association, California Patients Association.
How are you violating the patient's privacy? You weren't asking information.
Yeah, I didn't ask anything. I didn't say anything about. I didn't know you had patients. I'm asking about fucking how you cook some damn food. I thought you was a damn restaurant. Downtown medical caregivers, full service medical marijuana dispensary. We've got it all. Hundreds of different strains, ranging from 20 to 70, and an eighth. All eighths are 4 or 5 grams all day, every day. Damn. Might have to go all the way to fucking Hawaii. They cooking in Hawaii and shit. The THC ministry.
Yeah, there's some that go under the way of by church, saying that some dispensaries, like there's one here that does it by way of church, being a church. And saying in the Bible in Genesis, it talks about how God says that all herb-bearing seed is for us, you know? I don't know what scripture does that have to do with. This in Genesis.
Let's find out. Weed in the Bible.
Really? Look it up.
Oh, man. Medical marijuana doctors.
It talks about how something about any plant bearing green seed for us. Of course, my computer's frozen again.
Weed of wisdom.
I can't hear it. Back. My location.
Hey. Marijuana in the Bible by the Ethiopian Zion Coptic Church.
Should be in Genesis somewhere. Genesis. Something. I don't remember.
This is Richard E. Schultz. He said in an article he wrote entitled Man and Marijuana. That's what I'm looking for. As incense, origin, Israelic use in Exodus.
Is it an Exodus?
No, that's. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. They talking about some other smoke.
Let's see.
As Revelations. Hmm. A Christian sacrament.
Okay, it's, I think it's Genesis 1:12 or 1:13 or something like that. I remember.
Okay, here we go. Genesis 1:29. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, and to you would it be for, to you it will be for meat. Genesis 1:29. Marijuana is technically an herb and was considered a spiritual meat in the ancient world. From this passage in Corinthians, we see that the spiritual cloud resulting from the burning of incense was instrumental in the baptism of the Israelites. This baptism is also compared to the eating and drinking of the Spirit of Christ. Huh.
Well,
there you go, people.
I talked about it in Ezekiel, too. I remember that. Ezekiel 34. Like it's a healing plant.
Well, let's go back real
quick. It talks about it. It just says plant bearing seed.
Mm-hmm. Bible verses about weed and alcohol, drugs and alcohol in the Bible. Let's go into it, shall we?
Come on!
And to get the proper music, we shall start it off.
Yeah.
Me,
I will dance to it.
Let's go.
Arriba,
arriba, arriba. Oh, no.
Arriba, arriba, arriba.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's saying, but I will sing with him.
I'll pop this.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Yeah, it was. Well, then, and home, Skillet.
What's up, home?
Oh, shit. Jaime Garcia's in the building. In La Casa, in La Barrio. In La Barrio.
Jaime Garcia.
Jaime Garcia is in La Barrio. I'm sorry. I be fucking listening to goddamn rumba. That's all I listen to all day. I listen to the Spanish.
Right.
Yeah, because the goddamn fucking stations down here, man, they fucking play the goddamn same shit over and fucking over and over. Oh, I just rather hear some shit that I don't understand. I just listen to the beat. Fuck it. Now it's to the point where I done memorized all the fucking Spanish words, and I know you sons of bitches playing the same goddamn songs over and fucking over again like the goddamn other station. Some bullshit, man. Some fucking bullshit. But, you know, hey, I can sing along now. I don't know what the hell he's saying. So it forces me to continue to listen to the songs until I can figure out what the fuck they're saying. And then I can be like, oh, y'all playing the same old shit over and over and over again. But, you know, Hey, man, I don't know about all that, Hamie. You know what I'm saying? But he says, Jufar his werewolf.
Give me something.
Ah, man. What we got here? That's for drunkenness. I don't care about alcohol. I'm talking about marijuana.
Where the hell?
If you want to know about alcohol, it's in Galatians
34:29.
Yeah, the most serious of these is Revelations 9:28-21 and Revelations 18:23, where the scripture tells us mind-altering drug use, as an experience by those who smoke weed or use other drugs, will lead to destruction and punishment for those who will not repent.
Shit, looks like I'm... Well, I cleaned up my act. Does that mean I'm still going to hell?
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murderers, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immortalities, nor of their theft. Well,
I'm
Lord, I have stole from everybody. Sorry. I repent. Thank you. All
We're talking about weed, people. Weed.
Yeah, we're talking about weed, not all that shit. Yeah, that don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the weed at?
Equal 34:29.
What it says?
Talked about it's a healing plant.
Well, read it.
I don't have it up.
Oh, what kind of and don't tell me. What Ezekiel?
Yeah. Ezekiel 34:29.
34. Verse 29.
Hello. Good.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hey, how about we got a prank caller earlier, Goo?
He may be calling
you. You heard me, Goo?
Yeah,
what the? What's going on? Oh, you can
sorry, people.
Up.
I had to go talk to you.
It's all in your own. All in your own world. All in your own.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
Yeah. Fucking darkness, bitches. Darkness.
All right, where you at? You hanging out of San Jose.
Me, man, I just came from the big lots. I don't know if you have a big lots in your neck of the woods, but I got one here.
Yeah. Dude got the big lots with closed out price.
They're a cheap imitation of the dollar store, but fuck, I needed some shaving cream. I got a job interview tomorrow, so it's like, fuck it, let's do it.
For all your closed out prices, go to big lots. Yeah. I will establish for them a renowned planting place, and they will not again be victims of famine in the land, and they will not endure the insults of the nations anymore. Verse 30 says, then they will know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord God. As for you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men, and I am your God, declares the Lord God. What the fuck does that got to do with weed? Where is the weed at? Marijuana.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you think the Mayan calendar is telling us the year next year that in December 21st, 2012, that the aliens are
going to
come back to us?
Man. You know these old faggot motherfuckers talking about they done found a 13th goddamn sign.
Yeah. Because you
so
know
that would and if that's the case, then that's going to alter all of their lying ass prophecies about the 2012 shit.
No. See, Smelly, you got to understand is that the Earth is tilting. And every time it's tilting to a rapid where it's messing us all, like, that's why the East Coast is all full of cold, and California and the West Coast are all freezing to death because it's tilting on the outside, but on the inside it's the same. So whatever weather and all that other stuff is being changed to, like, say, like, the Midwest is getting the East Coast is getting the Midwest weather, and all the cold, craziness of the Pacific Ocean is coming to the West. I'm not a scientist, so I can't say it the right way, but, I mean, think of it this way. A ball inside of a ball. It turns one way, the inside turns one way, and the outside turns the way you try to turn it. You understand, or do I got to draw pictures?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, well, I've been watching all this ancient aliens and all this other stuff, and, you know, it's starting to make sense. Because Heavenly Angel got me on to this alien stuff, and believe me, what kind of people back in the day, I mean, there was no internet, there was no nothing to do. But what are you trying to tell me? That 20 motherfucking Egyptians or 50 Egyptians picked up this big-ass boulder just to put in one place at one time. I mean, come on. They got help from outsiders, people. And I'm dead serious. The Great Pyramids, it's funny how they are in the dead center of the longitude and latitude of the world. How do you do that without knowing anything? And they found a map, I'm going to say, dating back to before Christ. They show on the bottom of the map Antarctica, a place that hasn't been discovered since in our time. But see, their time, Antarctica didn't have ice. So they show it. And they also show Brazil with the rivers and all that other stuff. Like somebody from above looked down and wrote this map. Because how the hell could you know the rivers? Because back in the days, to do an exploration or whatever the fuck the word is, it would take at least 50 years for you to go here, go there, go everywhere. Do you know what I'm saying? But they know. I'm dead serious, Smelly. You need to watch this show on the History Channel called Ancient Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
Look up the 2012 version, because that one, there's this, did you read that, the book called Chariots of the Gods, Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, but did you read that book?
No, I didn't read the book, no, but I know about it.
Yeah. Everybody, read that book. This guy, it just throws out questions. It's a whole book about questions. And when you sit there and think about everything that this man has wrote, it's starting to make sense. And you know, the funny thing is that the Mayan Indians or whatever the hell they were back in the days, these people predicted things that were going to happen thousands and thousands of years ago. They claimed that one day a race of bearded men would come and explore their land. They precisely picked the damn date of when they came. And this is from thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. This would be like on the Titanic, somebody saying, yeah, Goofy Bones gonna become the greatest rapper in the whole wide world. And then it comes true. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how the hell did you know from all the way back then that this was gonna happen? So I'm starting to do my calculations, and I'm starting to say, hey, if these guys got help back in the day, and they're over here saying that the world is going to come to an end at this day, what I think they're trying to tell us is not the world's not coming to an end, that the world is going to be visited by the aliens on that day. I don't know. I got to take a break, people. I got somebody on the other line. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, I guess they hung up.
All right. All right. With me, there ain't no way, you know, even before us, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, with all the evidence around the earth, like you got the shit, you know, humongous statues in the
and
on the side of mountains, where they done found footprints on the side of a mountain. You know what I'm saying? They done found different fucking etchings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've seen all that. So now, if it was a time of giants, which it was, which we had a time that it was giants also, though. So, I mean, you can kind of say extraterrestrial, but then at the same time, you had giants that roamed this fucking planet. So, a lot of that shit could have just been put in place by them, too. You know what I'm saying? If you got a giant footprint on the side of a mountain, that means this motherfucker was stepping over mountains. And our thinking, our human small brain mind that we are now, we can't accept that fact. We can't see that possibility. But yet we still got motherfuckers that's growing 10 feet tall and 11 feet tall in the Guinness Book of World Records. And we believe in that shit.
But when you look at these 11 feet tall and 10 feet tall people, they're not all muscular and all buff and all this and all that. They're a bunch of little scrawny people that just happen to be tall because they're scrawny.
Yeah, but look at how we live today. Look at the poison air that you grow up in from the time you come out the womb. You poison from the time you hit the hospital. You poison. You infected already with all that other shit, airborne viruses that you didn't have back then. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everything was different. Environment was different. Everything was different. Atmosphere was different. You know what I'm saying? We got all this shit falling out the fucking sky nowadays because they keep putting all this shit into the sky. You know what I'm saying? What goes up must come the fuck back down. So, a lot of everything, you know what I'm saying? All that's limiting your growth and, you know what I'm saying, slowing all your health down and everything else. Shit you're eating, shit you're breathing, drinking. You know, everything is limited.
Tell me this. Okay, the Mayan Indians, they're nowhere to be found. There's not even an ancestor of a Mayan Indian. The Egyptians, they're nowhere to be found. They're not real Egyptian ancestors. You know how, like, different races have, like, you know, storytelling, you know. My great-great-granddaddy told my grandfather, and then my grandfather told my dad, and then my dad told me. You know what I'm saying? There's none of that with these different types of culture. They
not
got
over
wiped
here.
Out,
not
wiped
over
out
here.
Of the face of this earth.
No, I can't say that, because I ain't never been to Egypt.
I can say that, because
well,
it's true.
You can't say that. You ain't never been to Egypt.
I can say that.
You ain't never been to Egypt, so you can't say that.
Okay, so then tell me why nobody could sit there and tell us why these three pyramids were just built for what? A tourist attraction?
Hell no, the pyramids were built for spiritual direction. Those
pyramids
linked directly up to the belt of Osiris. Those pyramids and the other three lion pyramids were all are from one family. But yeah, they are in one perfect line that lines up with the belt.
Yeah, with the Orion.
That gets all into spiritual realms when it just was thinking about spiritual enlightenment and all this other kind of shit. But all I'm saying is, we had other motherfucking people here at the same time. You had you know humanity went through a dramatic change. So who knows when those pyramids was built though? It could have been at the time of the giant. The way those stones was laid, you know what I'm saying? But then, it's like, shit, they show giants. They show big statues of motherfuckers walking around on the sides of the pyramid, in the hieroglyphics of the pyramid. it shows all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But then it also shows men at the same time forging these motherfucking rocks and helping and building these pyramids. So it's like you got to go to the source, man. You got to go to the source.
But so you're telling me that they had a million people, because those rocks are not no 20 men could sit there and walk 20.
Yeah, but they show, but the History Channel show how they made, how they could have done it. You know how white folks always come along, they're going to at least almost show you. It might not be correct, but we can almost show you. We can develop a sign. And what they took was 10 people. It wasn't even a bunch of people. They took 10 people. They developed the logs. They made some little rolling logs. They put a fucking little platform, hooked the logs around the damn stone. And this is how they rolled the fucking stone up onto the goddamn logs. And that's how they started moving. And they showed how they actually could move them big-ass stones.
So tell me, where's all the logs in Egypt? Where is all the trees in
that's
the desert?
Africa. That is Africa, bro. That's still Africa. Yeah, like, that's just, they don't get stuff imported and exported. It was all of that back in the day. That's what all the jewels and rubies and all that was for. Import and export. What we need to get our shit done, we can get that shit in.
Well, I mean, it's pretty funny how they could do it back in the days, but like nowadays, it's like we can't do that.
They're not them. They're not them. They don't have no fucking mathematicians and all this that we have back in the day.
Tell me 10 motherfuckers that can move a big old huge boulder on some logs.
Hey. And then get it as high as. So, you know, for me, I'm saying, you know, if it's extraterrestrial, we should have seen more evidence. You know what I'm saying? Of it being just beamed, you know what I'm saying? Shit beamed down and shit, like they beaming blocks into place or something, and not just the blocks placed by possibly a giant or a bigger person. You know, but hell, till I go back to Africa, I ain't gonna motherfucking know. I don't know. So
sounds like a good time for the nutty news to me.
Yeah, but yeah, I know we definitely can't. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that we can replicate is how they could have possibly done it. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know shit. Nobody don't know how the fuck it got done. You know what I'm saying? It's tools and little shit left around. To let you know that, you know, some building was being done. But, shit, man, there's so many lies that's been regurgitated over here in America. Nobody on. You got to go back to motherfucking Egypt, back to Africa to find out the fucking truth. That's the only way you're going to find out the truth. And listen to the old timers that are around there. It's survivors in everywhere. It's still original Indians that so-called got killed off. You know what I'm saying? It'll still motherfuckers hiding. You know, man, there ain't no such thing as just wiping something off of existence, like something doesn't exist. Just because a person ain't opening their mouth and openly talking about their background, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean that they might not know that they're a descendant of this person. But we all are the same. We all come from one motherfucking being, and from that being, you know what I'm saying, we all spawned off. So we all are interconnected and related in some way. So ain't no way you're going to wipe out one existence. Ain't no way you're going to wipe out white people, wipe out black people, wipe out Spanish people, wipe out Cuban people. That wouldn't even make no sense. But, yeah, we can go ahead and pump it up a little bit, because that derailed us completely off of what we was talking about. We were talking about marijuana, people. Today is Weed Day. Wednesday presents healthy herbal alternatives. We talking about cooking with weed. And then we got into, you know, where is the weed located in the Bible. But I don't know how we just got off to where we just went to. But like we do, Wrecking the Game Radio, we keeps it moving. You know what I'm saying? We keeps it moving. Fuck. But I will check that book out, though. What is it? Pyramid? What is it? All right, check it out. I forgot the book that he just said. Yeah, what is it called? The Pyramid, what is it?
Giza. G-I-U.
Giza.
Sorry.
G-I-Z-A. Z-A?
Yeah.
That's what the book called?
Oh, no. I'm just thinking of the pyramids.
Oh, no. Yeah. On the Giza Plateau and shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck it, man, people. Here we go.
Night is my night, I cook. Tuesday night, we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make it, when we meet, we clean. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Nutty news for the last couple of few mentos. It's brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. Starting this thing off in the backyard. Yep, right here. Good old Florida. Miami, Florida, that is. M-I-A. Police arrest a man at the airport for taking pictures.
Wow, I was snapping all over the place taking pictures.
You know what I mean? But you weren't being watched like these motherfuckers be doing, making and racially profiling. A man was arrested and turned over to federal authorities after police said he was taking photos of sensitive areas inside and outside of a terminal at Miami International Airport. What the fuck are sensitive areas?
Wow, I was doing that too, so what is he talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck is a sensitive area?
I said I'm posted on Facebook right now.
But what is a sensitive area?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a fucking public airport. Everything is wide the fuck open. What the fuck?
We didn't have any scanners. We didn't have the pat down or the scanners at either airport from SeaTac or Oakland.
Yeah. Aluwale Aboyade, one second, was seen walking through the airport and taking pictures. Because Miami International Airport is a public facility, anyone is allowed to take video and pictures inside.
Well, I was.
I don't understand that one.
Oh, well. Shoot, I've got a picture of the pilot. I asked, could I take a picture of the pilot in the cockpit? What is that next to? Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And you taking pictures of all the goddamn instruments and all this kind of crazy shit.
Everything. I was shooting all over the place. I got the luggage. Whatever. They were profiling.
I'm telling you, it's racial profiling. And then look at his name and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come the fuck on. Because y'all approach him, then he got this old damn name. And then y'all, that's some old fuck shit. I want to go down there and wrap a turban around my head and shit. Put a goddamn sheet on, walk around. Start videotaping. Bitch, walk up to me. Bitch, you on the radio. Get your ass away from me. Fuck wrong with y'all. Over in Washington, D.C., dicks on chicks. Obama has stomach parasites. President Obama secretly battling stomach parasites, says sources. The president caught the parasites on a trip last year to Hawaii, where he and his family also vacation over Christmas, according to top political insiders. The Rock has wanted to keep the stomach parasites under the radar, revealed a close source. There had been a public health warning about them in Hawaii when he caught them. Come on, people.
What are you eating, raw fish, sushi, what?
It doesn't matter. If that shit is public in the news, then why would you put the fucking president of the United States in harm's way, period? Sir, there's a health warning. You can't go on vacation there. You're going to have to go somewhere else. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you're just going to blatantly let them go on and yeah, just enjoy the vacation. Eat everything. Yeah. Imagine that. All right. Anyway, over in Connecticut, man robs a bank and takes the bus home. Preston Hanlon, 27, of New Milford, was charged with first-degree robbery with other charges pending. He allegedly took $2,200 at gunpoint from the Webster Bank branch on the Village Green, and then took a public bus to his home on the Danbury Road. Police later waited 5 hours before he surrendered to them. For $2,200. $2,200. Not $22,000 or $2.2 million or $220,000.
$2,200.
Yep.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
They get captured on your day off, and you got away with it. Well, almost. Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, man. How over did they even say like, got off the bus? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Damn. California deliveries. And then you know what would have been funny? He get on the bus and didn't have no change.
That was my first thought. I was going to say something.
Yeah, you got $22,000. They got no fucking change. Yeah. California delivery service cleans up cats' poop. Yeah. There it is. A job for everybody. Shit. Peninsula cat owners who are squeamish about cleaning out the litter box have reason to rejoice. Bay Area business owners Rick and Paulette Nava of Duty Calls have officially extended their pet poop removal business to include cats. The new Duty Calls complete litter box service means Peninsula cat owners can now wash their hands of the whole kitty litter cleanup business, including lugging bags of litter around. So you gonna pay somebody to come and I mean, people, we talking about a fucking cat that when it poops, it covers its own shit up. Okay, but then at the same time, all you do is take a little shovel and scoop the little dry poop out. I mean, what the fuck? You wipe your ass with toilet paper and then look at the shit as it goes down. And you squeamish about some dried up cat poop that you can't even see because it's covered up by the cat litter? That's clearly for the rich folks. That's clearly for people who just say, hey, I got money to fuck off. And if anybody can create a service to help me fuck it off. Yeah, here they go. They're on the news now talking about zodiac signs are about a month off. And what the fuck is about? And they got a...
Yep.
That's crazy. Stars War. Hey, Steve.
Huh.
Shout out to, who the fuck is that? What the hell am I watching? The Daily Show. There you go. Daily Show. Ron Stewart. And shouts out to Ron. I watch both of them. You know, they all right. You know, Stephen Colbert, he all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's funny.
And he let me get on up on that, though. You know what I'm saying? Do this thing for real.
Sing it on.
And I mean for real. Over in Greenland, the sun rose 2 days early in Greenland.
2 days early.
Okay. Residents of a town on the western coast of Greenland may have seen the sun peak over the horizon 48 hours earlier than his usual arrival on January 13, sparking speculation and disagreements over possible causes. The town of Ilulissat sits just above the Arctic Circle, meaning its residents had been without any sunlight for a good chunk of the winter, and traditionally they'd expect to see their first sunrise on January 13th.
Hmm.
Y'all mad about that? Like,
well, it's interesting, don't you think?
Okay. Over in Washington. Good old Washington. Washington. How I love thee. Washington.
Yeah.
Where's Klamath County? Klamath County. Klamath County. C-L-A-L-A-L-L-A-M. Klamath County.
Yeah, that's
Clawland.
Clackamas. It's
Clackamas. Well, yeah, they just misspelled it. Oh. That's where we're at. While Devin Miller was bird watching recently on Olympic Peninsula, he saw bald eagles, kingfishers, woodpeckers, and his stolen goddamn Volkswagen Vanagon. Goddamn. Miller told the Peninsula Daily News the van was so badly damaged he almost didn't recognize it. The top and side panels had been cut off and the dashboard ripped apart. County detectives took fingerprints, but Miller has little hope of finding whoever took the van from his Port Angeles driveway. Damn.
Yeah. Clackamas, that's an Indian name.
Oh, Clackamas?
Clackamas. I can't even say it now. I can't say it now. Clackamas. I can't say it. Anyways, we have a lot of Indian names here. Seattle's named after a chief. Chief Seattle.
I did not know that. No, this is Port Angeles, Washington.
I know Port Angeles is on the peninsula. It's up here in Washington State. It's up on the corner of Washington State by the Olympic Mountain.
Clam County.
Clackamas.
It's C-L-A-L-L-A-M.
Yeah, Clackamas County.
Where you get the Clackamas at? It's Clam.
It's the way it's pronounced.
Clawlam.
Clackamas.
Clawlam County.
It's called Clackamas.
Ain't no
that's pronounced
crack in there.
What
are you, why
are
you adding
funny.
C's and K's?
Puyallup is an Indian name, too, and it's spelled funny, too. You would not be able to pronounce it. Puyallup, Washington. Clackamas County.
Let's see if Jamie.
Yeah, there's a lot of Indian names here that are spelled and sound different.
Right.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you.
All right. I'll buy that for a dollar. I don't have any right now, but I would buy that for a dollar. In Athens, man, a monk is caught with nun's skeleton at airport. The 56-year-old Cypriot was detained at Athens airport after the security staff discovered a skull wrapped in cloth and skeletal remains in a sheet inside his baggage. They maintained it was a woman who was a saint, a Greek police official said, adding that the monk told authorities he was transferring her remains to a monastery in Cyprus. Oh. That's honorable. In Germany, police pick up drunken owl. Right. German police said that they had discovered a paralytic owl that appeared to have drunk too much schnapps from two discarded bottles. A woman walking a dog alerted the police after seeing the bird sitting by the side of the road, oblivious to passing traffic. The brown owl didn't appear to be injured, and officers quickly concluded that it had one too many. Right. A drunken owl. Shouts out to Jaime Garcia. Adios, mi amigos. Over here in Colorado, student pays $14,000 tuition in $1 bills. Nick Ramos wanted to send an eye-grabbing message about the rising cost of tuition at the University of Colorado in Boulder. So, the 20-year-old economics major paid his $14,300 tuition entirely in $1 bills. Ramos packed the 33 pounds of cash into a big duffel bag and was ready when the CU business office opened. Damn, that's how you make a fucking statement. I got your fucking tuition money right here. Count that out, you motherfuckers. Shit. It's goddamn crazy. Clallam County. Damn, Clallam. Get over here in the USA, United States of Asshole. Golden Globes presenter disappeared. You heard about that?
No, I did not.
Ricky Gervais, today insisted he had not been carpeted at the Golden Globes after subjecting a full room of speechless American stars to lewd jibes at the Golden Globes ceremony. He vanished from the stage in the middle of the award show, leading to speculation that he had been carpeted. Viewers said that when he returned sometime later, he looked subdued. What the fuck is carpeted? What the fuck is that?
No, no.
I guess that's some Hollywood shit that y'all call stealing motherfuckers, kidnapping bitches and at award shows or somehow. I don't know. Yeah. In Missouri, postal truck leaves behind 70-mile mail trail. Hey, you didn't recognize any of this. For 70 miles.
How much mail was there?
Hundreds of pieces of mail scattered onto interstates in eastern Missouri after the rear door of a semi-truck carrying mail for the United States Postal Service flew open. The mail fluttered along 70 miles of highway. The truck was headed towards the West Coast. Police and postal workers spent hours picking up mail along the highway.
Damn.
Shit, that motherfucking secure your shit.
Damn.
In Canada, unknown woman joins bachelor in bed. Wouldn't mind, yeah. Either one of them. And she might have turned around and been a transvestite. Oh! Not bad. Canadian bachelor on Vancouver Island didn't appreciate a naked woman he never met waking him up and sliding into his bed. The unidentified man called police to report the mystery visit around 3:20 a.m. The man reported a woman came into his bedroom, promptly disrobed, slid into the bed next to him, and fell asleep.
Wow. That's crazy. Huh. It didn't say.
Wow. Now, that will do it, people. That is it for the nutty news. Wow.
No awards.
Yeah, no awards. Wow. That is weird. We made it through the whole one without an award. Wow.
Well, I think you did one.
Yeah. That was at the beginning, matter of fact.
Exactly.
Yeah, third one, man robs bank, takes buzz on. Yeah. Hey, been pretty honorable news today, people. Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh, yeah. 3 minutes left to the show. And we got Mr. Potty Time calling in. Mr. Potty Time calling in.
DJ Potty Time.
What it do?
Hey.
Chilling. What's up? You know, so captain good.
Oh man, just sitting here about to wrap this thing on up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard most of it from online. I decided to call in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm talking about Weed Day Wednesday. And,
yeah, that's kind of fucked up. And you fake-ass drug dealer, stop. I can't stand a fake drug dealer. If you're going to sell some dope, get you a big bag. Because they're giving out the same action. The Department of Correction bars none. That's right. And I can't stand a nigga. I got a cousin that sell nickel bags. This nigga act like he got pounds in the house. You need to cut that shit out.
Who do you sound like?
Just arrogant.
Nigga ain't nobody watching this motherfucking house.
He's gonna tell me throw the money on the ground. The feds. Ain't no fucking feds watching this. I'm like, nigga, you think the feds is watching us? These little bitty ass bags.
Throw the money on the ground. The feds is on it.
Man, ain't no goddamn feds watching you. Somebody told me they had me under investigation. I said your baby mama got you under investigation. Take that $40 over there like you're supposed to.
Yes, that's what I said.
That's
what I said.
Well, what's that? ¿Qué pasa, mi amigo?
Hold it.
Right. Let me put your music on for you. My bad. There you go, mi hombre. Mi amigo. Mi fuerte. El Cabezo. Something like that. This is for Arturo. Pow. Donde desespera.
I bet he even got that kid on the TV.
What's
all I can say to them.
That's what you have when you have a little pinga.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid. Well, nah. And Heavenly Angel is out the building.
Ooh.
Oh, she'll be back.
Ah.
And she's back.
Yay!
Just that quick, people. You know what I'm saying? That's how it gets down. That's how it gets down. All right, and that will wrap it up. Weezday Wednesday presents Healthy Herbal Alternatives. And I got to go make something easy. I don't know, man. We got to get some weed.
Get your butter, baby. Get your butter.
Live on V-Stream, Chronic Cam.
I think I might just make some cannon butter since you can spread the cannon butter on everything. And
Chronic Cam.
Yeah. And she's out once again. All right. Well, she won't be getting back in this time, people. That's a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's going on that side?
Tote White University.
Oh, lying ass motherfucker came through finally. I'm gonna be there though.
When that?
No, I'm talking about boy. That what y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to take 30 minutes and shit. I'll be there the next day and shit. Motherfucker, this is the same time you called me yesterday.
Still right, wait.
I might get the fuck up out of here, man. I'll be on that side after a while. I got to wrap some shit up. Fuck on up out of here. I get the fuck on up out of here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You
have to look on your Facebook.
That motherfucker won't give it.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll check it out in a second. I got to post a picture to the Facebook. All right. He's out.
This is where I draw the line. This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story. Once again, I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secrets anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. I solved a puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line.